KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call 784-3678. In high school volleyball last night, just a few matches around the area. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was AHSTW outlasting Audubon 3-2. Corner Conference play saw Fremont Mills beat Bedford 2-0. Fremont Mills over Rockport 3-0. Southwest Valley beat Stanton 3-2 last night. The Radio Iowa High School football poll for this week shows not a lot of changes up near the top. West Des Moines Valley remains number one in Class 4A. Lewis Central remains the number one ranked team in Class 3A this week. In 2A, PCM is up to number two, not from number two to number one in this week's poll. Greene County is in at number seven this week. Also in the Class 1A poll, Van Meter is rated number one again this week, with Hudson number one at Class A. AHSTW remains number three in this week's poll. In the eight-man poll, Don Bosco stays on top. Exira EHK stays put at number six, while Arweva remains ranked number eight in this week's poll. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says quarterback Kyle Kemp will not play in Saturday's game against Akron. Kemp injured his knee in a season-opening loss at Iowa and was sidelined for a 37-27 loss to Oklahoma.
Like I said last week, we don't think it's a long-term deal, but I think a lot of it is just a matter of how quick he heals and the reality of how quick he can get himself back out and be functional. So, you know, I know he won't be ready this week, and, you know, I would probably say questionable for next week.
Zeb Nolan played against Oklahoma and finished with 360 yards passing and a couple of touchdowns.
I just think the constant improvement for him is his ability to be consistent, and that consistency at quarterback is what the teams that sustain success and the quarterbacks that have the ability to function and execute at a really high level, it's all about their consistency.
And Campbell says that next step for Nolan is to become more consistent.
And I think that's something that he not only, I think he's got to prove to himself, but he's got to have the ability to get those reps to show that he can do that and be consistent within his actions.
On the other side of the ball, Akron will be looking for its second straight upset of a Power 5 opponent with their visit to Iowa State. The Zips scored three defensive touchdowns, and they rallied from a 21-3 deficit to stun Northwestern 39-34.
And when you have upsets, not only do you have to win the turnover battle, but when you can win the turnover battle and the turnovers go for touchdowns, then it's upset alert all the way.
That's Akron coach Terry Bowden, who says Iowa State's receivers will make this a difficult matchup.
The difficulty with stopping Iowa State is they hurt you so much with their receivers. They're lanky, they're range, they win the one-on-one battles, they know when to throw back shoulder, they're a constant threat. The quarterback does a great job of understanding the receivers and vice versa. They just present a whole lot of problems.
Bowden says that will force the Akron defense to adjust.
People that want to go out there and try to play man coverage, you might get away with that some against Northwestern. But you're gonna get in trouble against Iowa State. So it's the glaring thing that stands out at you when you see it. Now I think they're pretty sporty on defense too, and they'll knock your head off. But I think that really stands out, their ability to win the one-on-one battles at wide receiver.
Iowa State used a big second half to win last year's game, 41-14 in Akron.
We know how good they are, and the whole program there, they have just changed the mentality, the attitude. There is just a culture of winning now, where they feel they're going to win. This is a school that they've got their program in a good position.
Bowden says the Zips will need some breaks to have a chance.
The fact is they're a Power 5. They've got more talent. They're going to be favored. We've got to go out there and play our best football, try to hope things fall our way, the breaks fall our way, and that's how you win a game like this on the road against a team like Iowa State.
That's an 11 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. Ohio State coach Urban Meyer says he has sent letters and had conversations with families of players as a key step toward containing and repairing the scandal that led to his 3-game suspension. Meyer acknowledged Monday that the program's reputation has suffered and said he hopes more clarity about what happened will help mitigate the damage. Meyer was questioned at length during a 55-minute news conference about his mismanagement of an assistant coach accused of domestic abuse. The session would have normally been about his team's upcoming football game. Meyer reiterated his contention that he did not turn his back on domestic violence allegations against wide receivers coach Zach Smith, who was fired in July. Florida running back Malik Davis will miss an extended period after breaking his left foot. Coach Dan Mullen says he's unsure how long Davis will be sidelined. Davis tore a ligament in his right knee against Georgia last October and missed the final four games. Florida did get some good news on the injury front. Mullen says linebacker David Reese, who led the team with 102 tackles last year, will return after missing three games with an ankle injury. Arkansas coach Chad Morris says Ty Story will start at quarterback for Saturday night's game at number 9 Auburn. Story didn't play last week as the Razorbacks lost at home to North Texas, dropping their record to 1-2 this season. Well, the Chicago Bears put together an outstanding defensive performance on a night they presented longtime linebacker Brian Urlacher with his Ring of Excellence for being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Khalil Mack had one of the Bears' six sacks of Russell Wilson, and Prince Amukamara returned an interception 49 yards for a touchdown in a 24-17 victory over the Seahawks. Mack had a strip sack in the first half and consistently pressured Wilson in another dominant performance. Amukamara's first career TD gave Chicago a 24-10 lead with 6:37 remaining. Mitchell Trubisky was 25 of 34 for 200 yards, hitting Trey Burton and rookie Anthony Miller for touchdowns. Trubisky was also picked off twice in the first half, but the Bears managed to even their record at 1-1. Wilson has been sacked six times in each of Seattle's first two games. The four-time Pro Bowl quarterback completed 22 of 36 passes for 226 yards with two touchdowns and an interception as the Seahawks fall to 0-2. Carson Wentz is about to make his NFL season debut. The Philadelphia Eagles quarterback has been cleared to play and is slated to start Sunday against Indianapolis. Wentz tore his left ACL and LCL last December and underwent surgery 3 days later. Wentz set a single-season franchise record with 33 touchdown passes last season. The final one came a few plays after he suffered his injury. Backup quarterback Nick Foles led the Eagles to their first NFL title since 1960 and was the Super Bowl MVP in their win over New England. The Browns have traded problematic wide receiver Josh Gordon to the Patriots for a fifth-round draft pick. Gordon has been suspended for much of his NFL career and took a leave of absence to battle substance abuse during training camp before playing in Cleveland's season opener. But the Browns decided to cut ties with Gordon when he reported to the team on Saturday with a hamstring injury after practicing all week. The Browns have released kicker Zane Gonzalez, signed free agent Greg Joseph, who was with the Dolphins during training camp. Gonzalez missed four kicks on Sunday in New Orleans 1 week after he missed a potential game-winning kick against the Steelers in the season opener. The Vikings have waived rookie kicker Daniel Carlson after the fifth-round draft pick sent all three of his field goal attempts wide right during Sunday's game at Green Bay. Two of Carlson's misses came in overtime, forcing the Vikings to settle for a 29-all tie with the rival Packers. The Vikings didn't immediately add a replacement for Carlson, but Coach Mike Zimmer confirmed they've invited free agent Dan Bailey to Minnesota for a physical exam. In baseball yesterday, home runs by Colton Wong, Paul DeJong, Yadier Molina, and Harrison Bader powered the Cardinals past the Braves 11-6. St. Louis was clinging to a 6-5 lead when Bader launched a three-run shot in the eighth inning. Miles Michaelis is 16-4 after giving up two runs and four hits over five innings. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Philadelphia 9-4, Miami over Washington 8-5, Milwaukee down Cincinnati 8-0, Chicago Cubs over Arizona 5-1, Dodgers beat Colorado 8-2, and the San Francisco Giants 4-2 over San Diego. In interleague play, the Pirates pulled out a 7-6 win over the Royals on Jacob Stallings' walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning. In American League play, Toronto beat Baltimore 5-0, Minnesota 6-1 over Detroit, Tampa Bay beat Texas 3-0, Seattle 4-1 over Houston. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do that. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.